for me, I had a very specific case or use case I wanted to present to a customer, which we would traditionally do via PowerPoint, and I needed a tool that integrated into that. You know, so I reached out to colleagues within Microsoft to establish, do we have this? There are various creative ways that we would be able to import stuff into there and have Excel live, but it kind of didn't give me the visual representation that I needed. And so for me, you know, like I said, you know, finding Squirrel and landing on Squirrel was purely down to ease of use and how simple it is for me to keep that kind of back end kind of app going. And the plugin feature in PowerPoint is really, really simple.
Welcome to Limitless BI. This is the show where we interview real-world, innovative business leaders who are seeing beyond the data to produce tangible results in their organizations using business intelligence. With your host, founder and CEO of Infosol, Paul Grill.
So welcome everybody to the next episode of Limitless Business Intelligence. In this third series of Limitless BI, we've been talking a lot about where we see the future of business intelligence going as people try to figure out how to harness and leverage the plethora of tools and applications that are out there in order to take business intelligence to a whole new level. And today, I have a couple of guests who definitely love talking about this subject. First of all, I'd like to introduce Donald McCormick, who is the Chief Strategy Officer at Squirrel 365, and Gareth Koska, who is a Surface Commercial Executive at Microsoft, based in the UK. Welcome, Gareth.
Hey, thank you. Great to have you. Great to be here.
Great. So let's start with you, Gareth, and tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I suppose I've been working in IT just over a decade now. My love for IT kind of started when I worked within the Apple team. So I worked as a business manager there at Apple many moons ago now. And then sort of as I got more and more into kind of technology and learning more and more about kind of devices being that kind of endpoint for people to kind of engage with software, it kind of led me to the kind of thought of how could I drive the biggest amount of impact using technology as that enabler. And so I started doing a lot of research around public sector within the UK and how they use technology and looking at some of their legacy systems and how I could support that. That kind of moved me on to kind of the IT channel, so the channel of resellers and partners. I was fortunate enough to kind of lead and be the public sector lead for a company called Bechtle. They were, and they still are, the largest IT reseller across Europe. After kind of setting up that kind of team and that division in the UK, Microsoft kind of approached me. And so I kind of then went back to my roots, so to speak. I went back to sort of looking after devices and being the kind of Surface device lead within Wales in the southwest of England. And then now more recently, just gained kind of promotion and moved roles into this Surface Commercial Executive. So now I kind of still operate within public sector, which is where kind of my heart is and where I think technology can drive the biggest impact, whether that's in hospitals, you know, frontline workers, you know, councils, those sort of establishments. But now I kind of get more involved in the kind of commercial negotiations. So I kind of get more involved in kind of big deployments and how we can support our customers when it comes to kind of pricing and non-pricing concessions.
Very cool. Well, that's interesting that you started with Apple and now you're at Microsoft. Is that like going across to the enemy camp there?
Yeah, from the outside, probably it kind of looks like that. I think when you're within IT, you know, certainly for myself is, you know, I just want to help people. You know, I just want to, you know, I want to bring people into technology. I want to support them. You know, Apple was my kind of door into that world, you know, but having worked within a kind of an enterprise space now for, you know, probably about 6 or 7 years, you kind of think, well, that's where you can have the biggest impact. And, you know, and as we all know, Microsoft are a huge player within enterprise around the globe. So it was only natural for me to kind of, you know, look at that role and look at sort of my skill set and see if I can apply what I've learned, my experience to, you know, arguably the biggest IT company in the world.
Right. Absolutely. And there's no doubt about that. Microsoft has really you know, come after a little bit of a dip there, come back into its own and with a vengeance. And in particular, around business intelligence. I mean, their business intelligence stack is now one of the most popular BI stacks in the world today around the around Power BI. So tell us a little bit about this recent application that you developed yourself, you know, using low code, no code tools, you know, to with the role that you're playing there in terms of the surface and looking at a sustainability initiative, I believe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. So I think about 2 years ago, it kind of dawned on me, I've got a passion for sustainability anyway, you know, whether that's within my own kind of personal life and my family. But it kind of dawned on me, it's becoming more and more of a topic of conversation. You know, and how do you best position that to customers as a trusted advisor? And how do you demonstrate kind of what some of their choices and what they're making and the impacts that they're having on the environment? And if you delve into the world of sustainability, as is most kind of facets that you look at, you kind of see there's a lot of data. There's a lot of data points. There's a lot of places to go to get data. I don't think the data is transparent enough for end users just to go and pick up something and see it and then run with it. Reporting and accountability within sustainability, there's no real set standard. And I think what we've learned, and certainly not me personally, but I'm sure that the sustainability team working out of the US is, you know, that standardization on data points is really important. And the industry works off so many different ones. So what I then had the kind of inclination to look at was, I was working within the Surface team, so naturally I was going to lean towards, okay, so when it comes to devices, what's our sustainability stance? Where, you know, where do we see ourselves? What are we actually doing from an engineering perspective to make our devices more sustainable? What are the kind of, you know, I call them kind of product truths? What's the information that's out there within the public domain that every single organization, every single different vendor produces to show, for instance, the carbon footprint of a device or the energy usage of a device once a customer's using it? And when you start then going down that rabbit hole, you start then seeing that there's even more data. And if you're going to present that back to a customer in a kind of spreadsheet format, you're going to have a lot of bored guests on the phone or in person. And I think when COVID kicked in, it kind of amplified it, right? Because I couldn't be in the room with someone. So we kind of had to present it in a way the customer could quickly and easy compare, contrast, look at the data points and see what's relevant to them. And you kind of, you know, we talk a lot at Microsoft about being in the flow. And certainly when you're presenting, and, you know, we would do a lot of presentations to customers over Teams using PowerPoint, how can you quickly, well, ideally you don't flip to an Excel spreadsheet because no one really wants to see that on a Teams call. So how do you stay in your flow within the PowerPoint? And then how do you present some really key data points to a customer that they can manipulate in real time? So that was kind of the challenge, you know, and what it kind of dawned on me, I think I saw, Donald, I saw a webinar that was going live on LinkedIn. And I thought, right, you know what, I'm going to sign up to that. So I signed up to it, saw how impressed I was with it. And that actually kind of ticked all the boxes that I was kind of looking for. And I reached out to a gentleman called Mark at the time, who then said, yep, absolutely happy to help. I got introduced to some of the technical guys there. And then we kind of got to work. We got to work on a set of data comparing two different variables, product carbon footprint of a product, so the CO2 that you get from all vendor eco profiles. And then we also looked at the energy usage, which you can get from the Energy Star website, and they would map out loads of data, whether it was your washing machine, tumble dryer, and also devices and, you know, endpoint devices. So that's where I would kind of get, that's where I draw that data from. And then it was a case of learning how to use Squirrel. So it was learning how to put the data in, how to create kind of almost a dashboard that you could have various different drop downs on and present it in a real simple way, and then have that plug in within PowerPoint. So you could then put it into PowerPoint, you could then be presenting over Teams, and then without moving, without going out into another application, I was quickly able to access the drop downs, ask the customer what they want to look at, which devices from a Surface perspective they want to look at. Are there any other devices they want to compare them against? And then really give those figures to the customer without having them to go off and do the work. Now, clearly, I would always say, go and do the research yourself. Here's the links. Go and have a look. And that's invariably what happens. So customers would then see it. it would then be really impactful. It would shape the way, and we'd work together on their way of thinking and what they want to map out. And then, you know, they would go off and visit, you know, the various different vendor websites, including Microsoft, download these eco profiles, do the research themselves, and they could see that, you know, actually that was, it married up. So it was a very quick and easy way to kind of show customers data, have a real quick impact within less than 5 minutes of talking to them, and then for them to go off and us to work together on creating a proposition built around Microsoft Surface devices in this case.
Yeah, and so from I've seen the system. In fact, what I would say is if anyone wants to see the system, Gareth was kind enough to do a session with us at the recent Excel Global Summit, and we've got an on-demand version of that on our website. So if people want to actually go and see the system that Gareth's talking about working inside PowerPoint, then that's there. You've just searched Squirrel 365 events. It's on our, scroll down on our events page. So having seen it, I mean, it's interesting, as you say, in the flow of PowerPoint, and basically any in sales, any edge you can get is a good edge. And so just being in the flow means that your presentation is smoother. It's something people don't expect, so it sticks in the memory. So that's but for me, to a certain extent, that's the icing on the cake, because as I say, having seen the app, what you're doing is really making this information accessible. I've always said about business intelligence that the aim should be that people should get in, get what they need, get out, and get on with their job. And from your perspective, your prospect's job is to buy your products. You need to get them into the data, get what they need to understand it, and get out and get on with the purchasing process or the sales process. And so that, and the fact that your system allows you to do that, I think is really significant. But also there's another layer to it. It saves you time, because if you were given, you can choose from various sort of alternative hardware, then this system allows you to very quickly go in with a sort of a customized view for a customer. And they don't have to see all the other sort of 27 different makes on the marketplace. They can, or maybe it's two or three customers, and you can still do that. Whereas if you didn't have that, you'd have like 20 different Excel sheets, or you'd have to pare it down. So it's saving you time. It's a better experience. They're getting information, and it's cool because it's in the flow of Excel, in the flow of PowerPoint. So I mean, it's for such a sort of simple front end. I think it's an amazing system.
Yeah, and you know, just touching on that, you think, you know, as the sales process goes on, and if anyone works within public sector, you know that there's a very long sales process, right? So you know that. So the information that you can glean from a customer pre-call, the information that you can glean from their websites in terms of their sustainability goals, their initiatives, what they're trying to do, you know, and all the customer has to tell you is what current device they're using at the moment. And I can go off and look on the public resources and see what device they're using, see what the product carbon footprint is. I can add that to the tool very, very simply. You know, we're not talking about a back-end Excel that's full of data. You're looking at two or three different data points from each vendor and each device. And if it's not on the list that I've already got, I just then simply add it. You know, for instance, we recently released a Surface Laptop Studio from Microsoft, and released the Go 3, and we released the Pro 8 device. I was quickly to go on there straight away and just go boom, 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 three, four different figures, and there you go, I'm away. It's live. I then publish that to the cloud. It's all cloud-based. And then straight away, it turns up in my PowerPoint presentation. So I can quickly create information that the customer is going to find really valuable, like straight away, and it's represented in such a simple visual way that the customer is just easy to consume.
So Gareth, what have the results been since you've rolled it out? Can you give some examples of how it's been used?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't mention specific names, but you know, we've worked with very large organizations that have gone down device consolidation routes, that have, you know, basically reduced their estate from 40,000 devices down to about 15. You know, they, by leveraging the tool and how we presented it to them, they went away and worked out that they're roughly saving about £750,000 over their 3-year term using Surface devices based on just the energy consumption. And they're reducing their carbon footprint on devices that they buy, so their product carbon footprint, you know, by nearly 60%. So it's kind of looking at their legacy systems, marrying up their sustainability goals, and then showing them in a really quick, simple way in a tool that allows them to say, right, you know what? Yeah, absolutely. Surface is potentially the device that we want to choose here. You know, I've had numerous other customers that we've gone to, and we've spoken about our sustainability goals as an organization at Microsoft, married up and aligned to theirs, and then suggested that, you know, let's start the low-hanging fruit. Let's start at devices. Let's talk about what your current product carbon footprint was when you purchased your last round of device. Let's talk about what your ongoing yearly energy consumption from Energy Star and that estimate and what that says it currently is. And let's show you that there could be another solution. There could be a better solution. You know, it results, you know, with public sector, when they go to buy business, of course, it's fully transparent. They have to go out to tender. They go out to the RFP stage. They use various frameworks that are compliant, you know, but to see them now asking for devices that have lower product carbon footprint, to see them now asking for devices that must sort of hit within a threshold on energy consumption per year, you know, that to me is impact. That to me is driving that market forward and actually making a conscious decision when they come to buy devices, that they're buying devices that have great sustainable credentials and obviously allowing them to hit their goals as well.
That's absolutely awesome. I mean, I'm a great supporter and fan of sustainability, you know, ourselves over here. And, you know, it's applications like this that are going to make a difference, you know, without a doubt. And those examples you just gave are great. Absolutely awesome. So where do you take this next?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, what I'm working on internally at the moment is around, you know, the ROI, so that return on investment of device procurement. You know, I think we can effectively show the sustainability credentials with the squirrel plugging within PowerPoint. We have a rather large Excel spreadsheet that I've shown customers before, and, you know, and I can tell they're switching off after a few minutes. So it's, how do I then take that data from an ROI calculator that we have within Excel, and how do I put that really simply into a Squirrel application? And that's kind of what I'm working on at the moment. I'm trying to eke out the right contacts within Microsoft to make sure that I'm pulling the right data. And then once I've got all of that, then it will be a case of looking at the Squirrel app again and seeing how I can make another dashboard that kind of looks more inviting than our current Excel spreadsheet. And really the point of that is we're kind of looking at, you know, and this can go for any product, right? It doesn't need to be Surface devices, but, you know, clearly there's going to be, you know, value adds. There's going to be benefits from a hardware cost perspective, from a, you know, with devices, it's deployment, management, updates of those devices within enterprise, cost savings that they can make. It's then, how do you get all of that information referencing data that's kind of impartial, that's external, so that you've got those proof points for customers, and then being able to just show that in a really simple way. So that's kind of what I'm kind of working on behind the scenes at the moment. And I'm sure, you know, it's just only a matter of time before a kind of return on investment type calculator comes out, and I'm able to share that with my colleagues as well.
Yeah, so let's take a step back then and talk about that choice of tool there, because obviously Microsoft has a ton of tools at its disposal as well. Because I'm intrigued and interested by, you know, okay, so here we are, you know, giving out different tools to different people in organizations in order to, you know, create, you know, applications, get insight into their data, you know, and so forth. I mean, you know, your choice of tool with the Squirrel 365 is interesting. And so why? Why was it that over everything else that's out there today?
For me, it was ease of use and quite, you know, quite frankly, it was the only tool that I saw that could actually do what I wanted to do. You know, I have no coding background. I have no app development background. I have no, you know, and, you know, you reference, you know, the kind of Microsoft. Yeah, we've got lots of tools. We've got lots of, you know, Power BIs. We've got the dashboards. We've got all of that for visual representation of data live. For me, I had a very specific case or use case. I wanted to present to a customer, which we would traditionally do via PowerPoint, and I needed a tool that integrated into that. You know, so I reached out to colleagues within Microsoft to establish, do we have this? There are various creative ways that we would be able to import stuff into there and have Excel live, but it kind of didn't give me the visual representation that I needed. And so for me, you know, like I said, you know, finding Squirrel and landing on Squirrel was purely down to ease of use and how simple it is for me to keep that kind of back end kind of app going. And the plugin feature in PowerPoint is really, really simple. And it's, the Squirrel platform is cloud-based. So I just get an ID that I just put in and it's there. You know, and again, that's exactly what I needed. I didn't need to go writing applications myself. I didn't need to go, you know, it just ticked all the boxes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Especially, you know, the key thing you said there is you had no coding background. And so you needed a tool where you could just quickly put something like this together. I mean, do you see that as where we're heading, you know, from a future direction standpoint in terms of, you know, building fast dashboard-like applications? I mean, what do you see there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's, you know, anything that allows people without coding backgrounds, that allows them to build something very, very quickly, just using, you know, your normal common sense, as opposed to having to go and dig out some books on it and read up about it and write these things yourself. Absolutely. I think if there's companies like Squirrel that go and do the hard yards for you, and then all you have to do is literally put in the data and design a nice little visual representation of what you're trying to do. And it's very, very simple. It's literally boxes and that's it. You just do that, add a bit of color, put in your data, and then there's a few drop downs. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science. So I leave the rocket science part to Squirrel to come up with it, right? That's the genius behind it. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, you know, for me, you know, where do I see it going? It's, yeah, more of the same of this. Like, it's got to be like those kind of plugins into Microsoft's tools is always nice for me, because clearly I use Microsoft throughout. You know, so it's, you know, natural evolution of that. I mean, whether there's kind of any AI integration, machine learning integration, you know, just imagine if, You know, I kind of think about it as wouldn't it be great if you were on a slide and you could just talk to that slide and it would update that data? You know, if I just said Surface drop down, Surface laptop, and it just put it there. And then I handed it to the customer and said, you know, what drop down do you want for the other vendor? And they just went, said a name, and it just came up and it was there. And you could just visualize stuff without actually, you know, without me having to click the drop down. You know, I'm just thinking ultimate laziness here. It's just like, kind of that, you know, if I just said do this, do that, do this, and it just did it, you know. And
but also, as I say, it's not just laziness, it's, again, it's that sort of like that wow factor, which when you're, I mean, you've got to stand out from the crowd. And actually, one of the things that you've said about this, Gareth, which I love, is the fact that you, which I wasn't really aware of, it's up on the outside, Microsoft, big behemoth of a company. I've not worked for Microsoft, but I work for other large enterprises. And you don't really get this feel of a sort of a culture of innovation. You were saying that actually at Microsoft, there's a real drive to say, listen, individuals should take initiative and do things and change things. And you're sort of like, you're, everybody's open to doing that. And that's exactly where I would see Squirrel and this capability as sitting. It allows individuals to say, hey, I'm going to do this. You don't have to persuade an IT team to build it, because you never would. I mean, imagine taking that to an IT team and saying, I know what, can you build this for me? They'd say, yeah, we've got 1,000 back-end business systems we need to build. We're not going to do that. So it allows innovation at the individual level, which is exactly what you've done. You picked it up, made a difference, and then it's sort of, it's great.
Yeah, and look, you know, Microsoft is built around the notion of growth mindset. You know, it's very much about, you know, believing anything's possible. If you've got some crazy idea, you know, there's going to be people either within Microsoft or externally within our partner ecosystems that we can work with, you know, and ultimately it's about supporting and helping others. So, you know, one way that I've managed to do that is, from a sustainability standpoint, is helping and supporting others when it comes to demonstrating sustainability credentials with our customers, staying in the flow, using PowerPoint, you know, not trying to make it, you know, too hard, just making it really simple, sharing that idea with everyone within Microsoft, and then they can go away and do what they want. If they, you know, the beauty of that is the amount of feedback I've received, the amount of, you know, potential improvements that I could make on it and products that I could, you know, put within that, it then comes flooding back in and it only gets better. You know, so it's just one of those things where keep it simple, other people will contribute, they kind of give me the feedback, and then it just spirals and it just keeps going. You know, and that's really kind of part and at the heart of Microsoft culture.
Keep it simple. One of Donald's mantras. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Gareth. This was such a fantastic story. And congratulations. I mean, congratulations. I mean, you've brought the two worlds of your own goal of sustainability and what you do in your job together, and, you know, in a fantastic way. And you're also, I think, clearly demonstrating to us and to others that there is a new way forward here in the world of business intelligence. Thank you, Donald, as well. And with that, I'd like to wrap up today's session. Thank you again, both of you.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Limitless BI. To read the full show notes, including any links mentioned during this conversation, head on over to limitlessbi.com. There you'll find all the different ways to subscribe to the show and resources that will help you and your business become more limitless. Tune in next episode for another conversation with a business leader who is using business intelligence to innovate in their company.